our Smithsonian Institution, a taped interview with Ian McKibben White, the director of the Fine Arts Museums of San Francisco. The interviewer is Paul Carlstrom. The date, January 8th, 1987. And the place is the West Coast Regional Center of the Archives of American Art that just happens to be also the de Young Museum.
Bravo.
Yeah, bravo. Ian, I really mean it when I say that this is a pleasure for me. We've had an association now for almost 14 years. It may be hard for you to believe that. And it's been, for me, a very pleasant association. I've enjoyed being an outsider inside the fine arts museums, watching the really impressive, remarkable growth, changes in these institutions, things that, about which we'll talk very soon, really the, I think, the theme of the interview. You were the subject of an earlier interview for the Archives of American Art. It was 6 years ago, and in looking at the date, I see it was just about exactly 6 years ago, at least the second part of it, because that was on January 9th, 1981. Today is the 8th.
Fascinating. Yeah.
That interview was most interestingly or appropriately conducted by your predecessor, the Director Emeritus of the California Palace of the Legion of Honor, Thomas Carr Howe. And in rereading that particular interview, I realized that that took place at the time preparations were being made for Don Stover's Tiffany exhibition, which turned out to be, I think, more of a success than anybody realized. We might be able to touch on that a bit. Well, much has happened during the past 7 years, and I suppose it's possible that some of the views you expressed in the earlier interview have been modified a bit with passing of time. I may ask some questions, naturally enough, that you've already answered in the earlier interview, so if you'll bear with me on that. But it's possible that you answered then from a different perspective. And that perspective, or your current perspective, is above all, I think, your impending retirement coming up, I think, this spring. What month is the official?
Some friend of mine said, oh, you're retiring on April Fool's Day.
That's
the end of March, is the way it looks now.
Okay, I suppose there's some possibility for a last-minute change of mind.
No, I mean, that's just a matter of modifying it by, mm-hmm. by a matter of days, as we see now. But essentially, that's the period that we're aiming for.
Well, obviously, with that decision comes the recognition that your career at the museums is, in fact, coming to an end, as all good things must. So this afternoon, I would like to deal with three or four themes which may be viewed as highlights of your directorship. Among them, some of the things that I can think of might be the merger of the museums and the dedication of the Legion to French art, the only museum, I think, still of French art, exclusively French art in the country. Yeah. Another topic, the continuing series of major traveling exhibitions, blockbusters as they've been called, something that at one point we thought, gee, this can't go on, and indeed, to a certain extent, it seems to go on. Also, the development of special interest to us, the American program and the collection, notably the Rockefeller collection at the de Young. And I would think a very important part of this, the increase of museum-originated exhibitions, locally-originated exhibitions, with publications, and in some cases, I think, very impressive, distinguished publications. All of these, of course, seem to indicate very impressive growth of the institutions which you've directed over the past 20 years. And this, I think, would be the underlying theme of this interview, basically the growth, the reasons for, and people involved in this kind of thing.